broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, everybody. It's Bubba and Fee Sports Talk, Wednesday night, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Can't beat it. How's it going, Bobby?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
I'm finishing up my last cheese and... Well, not my last, but I'm eating cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers look good.
And a water. I was parched, Spencer.
Well, water came in big. Mm-hmm.
My name is Bob Stogler,
and I've been at
Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me...
How about your wedding?
Friendship.
Close.
And great nervous?
Nope.
Not one bit.
No.
Right. Get out of the way.
Really, all you have to do is show up, right?
I just got to show up.
Hey, what happened to your arm?
Huh?
You all right?
Oh, the cut?
Yeah.
Bill's truck.
What happened?
His truck had a part go bad out there. He said, what am I doing? I said, I'll just come out and look at it.
My name is Bob.
So I changed the part on front. Just destroyed me. Got me to pieces.
Now, you put that in the price?
Huh? No, I should have. Hospital bills. Mental anguish.
You know, I hear people. I hear something in the background.
Yeah, something's going on there. Shouldn't have done that.
Oh, we got? Oh, we got.
That was you.
Commercials.
That was you.
There we go.
That was your Cooper thing.
Now it sounds better.
It wasn't supposed to.
You had your commercial.
Wasn't supposed to be gone. Well, it was supposed to wait.
Speaking of that,
yeah,
Cooper had that. You threw that video at me the other day.
And yeah,
that was very impressive.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah, I really liked that.
I agree. That's pretty cool. That was first class.
That was first class. Absolutely.
Did you see it, Neil?
Yes. I saw it real. I watched it real quick and went somewhere and did something. And I've forgotten.
That's
most
great.
What it
Thanks,
said.
Neil.
You're welcome. It's glad to help.
No problem.
You're unbelievable.
Did it mention my name?
I think he was on there.
Oh, well, maybe I better go back and listen. I just figured it wouldn't. Most everything that's important is about me, so.
Yep. That's big.
Yeah.
You are important.
Oh, yeah.
So what about Saturday? What we got? Wedding at 2?
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock. Reception. Supper at 6.
So are you working in the morning?
Probably not. I'm going to put about another half a day in and call her a week.
What do we do between the wedding and reception if it's in Salina?
I don't know. I've had some people ask about that.
I know.
We're going to stop at
go fishing.
Here.
Go fishing.
We go
it's supposed to be 84 Saturday.
Jeez.
This weather's awesome.
Yeah.
It is pretty sweet.
Well, the swimming pool over at Salina is right beside the
there we go.
The fairgrounds. So you can go swimming.
I guess.
Sam and Jake and them guys were at a wedding there. Saturday says awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good. Good to hear that.
Yes. Now, which building? Mine just says...
Is it the Cooper building?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
Not that I know where that is, but I'll just go drive over there, look for the cars,
a lot
and walk
of cars
in.
And come in?
Yep.
Yeah, it's probably not by the Ferris wheel and stuff.
Yep. I did get a bus to get us home, too.
Did you really?
All right.
Feel free to have fun, Neil.
You got a bus to bring? Really?
Yeah.
Rockman?
Yep.
Going to take everybody back over on Sunday to get their cars?
Yep. Load them back up. There'll be cars everywhere.
Well, that's a good idea. What time you say? Just time to be there?
He just said whatever you want, man. I said, I don't know, probably 12:15, something like that. I figured that'd be, I don't want to have to sit very long or whatever, but.
Well, yeah.
That'll give them an option anyhow.
How about your whole family coming?
Yes. Yes. I've heard of everybody, but. Actually, my Uncle Bob's coming in from Oklahoma.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to fly in. My cousin Mary Beth.
Now, how old would Uncle Bob be?
Ooh. Hey, I'd push 80, I'd say.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I'd have to think so in the 80s.
Yeah.
Low 80s, maybe.
He was my high school gym teacher, and he was maybe, I don't think he was 30 yet when I was 15 or 16, so he'd be pretty close to 80.
Yep.
So Uncle Bob's coming.
Uncle Bob.
Brother he didn't come to Cody's.
He didn't make your case.
So, Cody, does that tell you anything? Maybe Uncle Bob thinks you're kind of a turd?
Turdball.
Well, that's his name.
Kelsey's up.
That's a good point.
Kelsey's a lot cuter, too.
Yep.
She's just awesome. It's going to be a great... I'll cry.
It's going to be fun.
I'm going to cry.
I am, too.
You went to a big wedding this Saturday at Greg College. Got married. Big Greg, Vanilla?
Yeah, Big Vanilla got married. It was great time. Great time.
Good.
It was fun. It was a good time. They had... Had a great reception.
That was down in Cincinnati.
Yeah, it was kind of, they had the Embassy Suites is where we stayed. And then right across the river, there's like an old warehouse. Mm-hmm. It actually reminded me of Cody's setup over there. It was the exact same kind of thing. Yeah, neat looking old rustic place. It was really cool. And I had a lot of highs and lows there. I was watching the Buckeyes and I kind of went over there and the Buckeyes, Penn State just scored to go up 2 scores.
Yeah.
And I said, we're done. And I went away and I was dancing a little bit and I came back. And Kenny had it. Well, we had it on a little phone.
Right.
So I came back and he goes, we're going to win this thing. I said, no way.
How was your dance moves?
Not too bad.
Were they pretty solid?
A little rusty at first. But
did you feel it Sunday? Were you cramping up?
Oh, yeah.
Was you hurting bad?
Yeah.
I got something going on with my shoulder. I just told my wife. I'm thinking... Not good.
Not good.
Rotator cuff.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yep.
That's bad.
Yep.
No, looking forward to it. I think Mick and the boys, maybe. I think Mick's coming in.
Good, good.
Bigger Don. Should be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a fun wedding. We're looking forward to it. Saturday, a big day.
Yep. I'm excited.
And we have a really big game tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The Lady Indians.
This is big.
And the St. Henry Redskins for first place in the MAC. Mm-hmm. For... bragging rights.
Marbles. This is big marbles.
Probably for the seed in the tournament.
Might be a seed, yeah.
Yep. And this is as big a volleyball game as we've had here in quite some time.
Yes, it is.
And
we're hosting it, too.
We're hosting?
Yep.
The number one ranked team, St. Henry Redskins, invade Fort Recovery, Fortside Fieldhouse.
Yep.
The number four ranked Fort Recovery Indians. Under the direction of Chelsea Collig, and they come off a big win last night, Fee. Beating Sal Adams in 3.
Big quick win. Looked good, I think. So, yep. We had a little shutdown. We had a little letdown last Thursday. But girls got it back together again. And
I agree. You know, we played Fort Laramie, played South Adams.
Beating Fort Laramie. And,
against Marion, it's the first game without Paige. So I think, you know, you got to have a little time. And I think they brought the little Rammel girl. They've got things situated a little bit and played well last night. And tomorrow is just going to be just a humdinger and a...
Oh, I can't wait.
Fortside Fieldhouse, that's as loud as any gymnasium around.
Should be rocking.
It is going to be, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
They beat us in their invitational two games to one.
But we beat them one game. So.
Yeah. And we didn't play as well as I think we can.
We can in play that a little particular, better.
Of course, it was the third match of that day. They played at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 12 o'clock. It was also St. Henry's third match of the day. But so
kids don't get tired.
Nope. We didn't play great and still won one of the games. Yeah. So I think I'm looking forward to this one. I think our kids are really after them.
And the game will be on... Fort Recovery Radio, simulcast, Rob.
Simulcast. It won't be Rob. Rob's still out. It'll be Jeff Overholzer.
Jeffrey,
he's been doing all the games this year, so.
Mm-hmm. Can't beat it.
Is he doing by himself, or is he going to help him?
Yeah, he does them himself.
Yep.
Really? He's an old pro. Yeah, he doesn't have.
I was listening Saturday on Fort Recovery Radio, simulcast with WCSM. And I was texting back and forth with Toby and
Rick
Kramer, and they kind of made fun of me and you a little bit.
Mm.
That was nice of them.
No.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Come on. Didn't really appreciate it there, boys.
Boys, come on.
They said they only do dish out what they kind of. I'm like, boys, we never dish it out.
No.
We might go on Kramer at Minster a little bit, but maybe a little. That's all right. But anyway, the Indians and the Redskins tomorrow at Fortsite. People, get up there and see that, baby.
Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
Let's pack this gym and give us a home court advantage.
Yeah, let's get that place rocking a little bit.
I got to sell 50-50s. My family's selling 50-50s.
You do?
Yeah, they asked me if I'd sell them. I said, yep,
we'll do it. Well, that could be a good one.
And you know what?
You're a loser if you can't get us $200.
$200 is my goal?
Yep.
Okay, that's my goal.
Let's get her done.
Now, while we're talking about 50-50s.
Whoa, I heard... We had a big winner Friday night.
Somebody won a 50-50 Friday night park by $400-something.
Big.
Was that you, Robert?
That'd be Jerry Kalp. Dave Kalp.
Oh.
Harold Feely.
Yes, sir.
And the guy holding the winning ticket.
Bobby.
Stogler.
I like it.
That was awesome.
Except I had to go get the ticket. I had to go cash it in.
You were moving. You did good.
And then the climbing the bleachers is, sure, well, you got to walk up the steps, then you walk through the people, and then you got a big leap to get up there. And I'm like, yeah, somebody,
but
I was hoping maybe they'd like crowd surf me up.
Shoot you up there.
Huh?
Take me up, boys. Let's go.
Yeah. I think that'd have been neat.
Should jump in the students, actually. They'd have done it.
Yeah, that'd have been neat. But it was good. And Indians rolled, and we're going to talk about Indian football. We're going to take a break. It is 8:23. Fort Recovery Radio, sponsored by
Wayne Street Market.
We'll be right back.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4888.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the league-leading St. Henry Redskins and will be simulcasting WPGW's coverage of that match. On Friday, it's football. The Indians will travel to Anna for another big MAC game. Our Wayne Street Market pregame show will start around 7:15. Big games coming up for our Indians this week. Important MAC volleyball match at home with St. Henry tomorrow. Then it's football on Friday at Anna. Get out to these games to support our Indians teams this week. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for this Friday's boys football game at Anna can be purchased tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. Friday pre-sale tickets will be available from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Be sure to get your tickets ahead of time and save yourself a little money and skip the ticket line before the game. Pre-sale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the gate will be $7. And this year, there will be no pre-sale tickets for volleyball matches. Tickets at the door for volleyball matches will be $4 for students and $6 for adults.
Switched around some people.
Okay. Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk 8:27 in studio with my good friend, co-host, Mr. Harold Feely.
Bobby.
Neil Spencer behind the boards. Hello, Spencey.
Hello, Bubba.
And yours truly, Bob Stalker. We're talking about Fort Recovery sports this week, and we talked about the girls' volleyball having a huge game tomorrow. And now we're going to turn our attention to the Fort Recovery Indians football team. And the Indians travel to Parkway Fee in a game that we sat there and watched the first half, and we're thinking, we are so much better than these guys.
Yep.
And we're up 14-7. We're thinking, oh,
what is going on?
Yeah. And in the second half, we kind of took control, and for the most part, I thought we played a pretty good game.
I did. I thought we played well, too. Smitty looked good. We ran the ball okay. Defense played good, I thought.
I thought so, too.
I mean, they scored a couple late there, I think. But
we have a tendency to play it to the level of competition, you know? And I thought we had a little bit of that the first half.
I agree with you.
I didn't think we had the intensity we had against Coldwater.
Yeah.
I didn't...
I mean, it's hard to come off a game of the magnitude of Coldwater and then come back and play Parkway, which we knew that they were going to be ready to go, and they knew they could get us.
Yeah.
You know, and that's anytime like Parkway, teams like that, that's their playoffs, yeah, basically.
That's right.
They got to win that game, and when you're coming off a disappointment, you know, but we did good. Yep. We came back.
The Indians started the scoring off for Friday night with I don't know. I mean, I've seen a lot of
maybe top three catches ever.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful.
Oh, my God. That was a great catch.
Clay Schmitz to Gavin Tobey. Gavin makes a one-arm snatch up in the air, and he brings it in. And he goes 78 yards for the Indians' first touchdown. It was a six-play, 70-yard drive. It lasted 3 minutes and 19 seconds. Indians jump up to 7-0 lead.
Kind of funny on the on our side. We were right down there, and the yard guys,
yeah,
the crew, they said, "That's a ESPN." You're there. Yeah. We were laughing. I said, "That was a good one."
I mean, that was some catch and run, and that kid has some.
Ooh, he's got great athletic ability.
The thing is, he makes the catch, and then he's got some afterburners.
Oh, he did. He ran away from him.
Yeah, and then the next time the Indians get the ball in the second quarter, it is Clay Schmitz to Gavin Tobey, a touchdown from 15 yards out, mm-hmm, a play fee that we're sitting there. And we run a couple plays, and Gavin's not in. And you say, just put Toby in and throw it up to him.
They did it.
I think we're like, Fee, good call.
There it went.
Maybe. Yeah. And it was a lob into the left corner of the end zone, and Gavin goes up and gets it. Nice pass, Clay Schmitz, and ends up 14-0. It remained that way till the end of the second quarter when a great play call, a little reverse and a little gadget play, I used to call them.
Been napping there a little bit, yeah, I think. We might have caught us napping a little bit.
Kid made a nice play. Made a great play.
Yep.
And the Parkway scores on a pass from Preston Stober to Eli Rich. Makes the score 14-7 and a half. Mm-hmm. Then we come out second half. Fee and Derek Jeudy pounds it in for four yards out. And the Indians go up 21-7. Gave us a little breathing room.
Yep. Felt a little better.
You know, in that first half, we had a couple turnovers, a couple penalties.
Yeah.
Stuff that I'm sure if you talk to Coach Niekamp, he said, man, we can't beat good teams.
We got to clean that up.
Yeah, we're six games in.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Four to go and legitimately must win.
Yeah.
Friday night. I mean, I think we got to, if we're thinking playoffs, we got to get tough here and sneak a couple big ones. And, we're very capable of that.
Yep, I agree.
We can beat anyone. We can beat St. Henry. We can beat anybody.
Indians made it 28-7. Robula Fever runs it in. It doesn't say how long. Actually, it says 33-yard run.
That's a pretty good yard run.
Indians go up 28-7. Parkway comes down, and a touchdown pass to Caleb Kinney makes it 28-14. Clay Schmitz hits Mitchell Pugh. Nice game, Mitchell Pugh, I thought.
Yes, great, yes. Great game. Yep.
Mitch Pugh. He fired up
about him getting a touchdown. That was his name.
Absolutely.
He was excited.
Yep, and then Robbie Lefevre goes in again from 29 yards out, 42-14. And Parkway scores a late touchdown with about a minute to go. And final score, 42-21, Indians win it and improved to 3-3 and 1-3 in the MAC. You know what, Fee, we talk about games that you know, if you looked at it preseason, you looked at that Parkway game, and with that Hawk, and Hawk's a stud.
He is a good player.
You know, and we're
runs
thinking,
hard.
Yeah, you know, if somebody would say, you'll beat them 42-21 or beat them, I'll say, absolutely, we'll take it.
We'll take that in a heartbeat, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, I was kind of worried about him, just them handing it off to him about 35, 40 times, and him running us just killing the clock and not letting our offense have the ball. But we did a great job of stopping him.
I agree. Our defensive line has played well the two weeks in a row now. And then our linebackers, I thought, have played well. And I'm with you. Defensively, we're playing pretty well.
We're getting better. We're getting a lot better.
Yep.
You know, hats off to Seeger's boy and Kanapke.
Yeah.
Them boys are playing hard. They're playing good.
And they're firing up the other guys to really get at it.
That Jack, he's hard to stop.
He's a big boy. Yeah.
He comes flying through there, and he is a big boy.
Yeah, the Indians are you know, we're 3-3, and I tell you, I like our team. I really do. And the emergence of Derek Jeudy and another 100-yard game for the Southmore.
Another great game for the Southmore. He's a real deal, I think. Yeah. I mean, he's just going to keep getting better. I mean, we got to get him in that weight room, get stronger, you know, because
he's a floater. He's a guider.
He is. He glides.
Yeah.
He is a glider. He said that the other night, and he does. I mean, he just kind of hits holes and looks good doing it, too.
But, yeah, I agree.
I mean, he's just are getting him down now, you know, and I think a little bit more strength, and he'll blow right through some of those tackles, and
yeah,
and he can have some huge games coming.
Yeah, I agree with you. And then, you know, your Clay Smits is Clay Smits, and
yeah, solid.
And, yeah, I agree with you. The Indians win at 42-21, proved 3-3, and now we turn our attention to Anna Rockets the Friday Rockets. Night. And,
Tough place to win.
I don't think we've ever won over there.
No.
We're playing a team that just beat St. Henry 2 weeks ago, and
yep.
And Fee, we're going to have our hands full.
Absolutely. You know, they came out of the gate and got beat. Somebody beat them that I don't even remember who it was, but it was kind of upset. Yeah. And then I don't think they played that good their second game, and I thought, maybe they're having some problems, but boy, they've got into the MAC, and they're playing pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. And they know that this is a huge point game for them and us. And it's going to be no holds barred. Keith Joshua say we got an old, what was his word? We got an old, somebody knows to text it. What was Keith Jackson's call? 419-852-9201.
I can hear him saying it, but I can't hear the words.
Oh, Nelly, we got a real slobber knocker. It wasn't slobber knocker.
No, but it was something pretty cool like that.
Yeah.
Bishop Fenwick's probably the one you were thinking of.
That was Bishop Fenwick.
That was their first game.
Yes. Somebody hit.
First one they lost, and then Marion was on the course.
And I thought, then Marion beat him.
Marion beat the crap out of them, didn't he?
Yeah,
44-20,
yeah. But, they came back and thumped New Bremen. Yeah. And then New Bremen came over and handed it to us.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, wait a minute.
I'd like to play that Bremen game again.
Yes.
So would Coach Niekamp, Coach Metzger, Coach Lockberger.
Sure,
Coach
guys would like to have another piece of them.
Yeah, that's right. But, hey, you can't do that, can you?
Nope. Past is the past.
So we're going to Anna. You're not going.
I got
a little busy.
I got the old rehearsal Friday night.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah. I'll have the old radio on, though. Yeah. FR radio.
Hey, comedian Saturday or not?
Nope.
This don't count.
Nope.
So I got to go double this weekend?
Yep.
This
is killing me. Get her twice.
You'll be okay.
You're killing me.
I just saw on Facebook that St. Charles Seminary has their Sunday Mass at 6:15 a.m.
They've always
Sunday,
had that.
So you can head on over there for
Copy
that.
Copy goes that. Copy said he went one time and he was the only one awake.
Everybody's sleeping.
Even the priest that was giving the sermon fell asleep. Copy said, I look over and there's seven guys that are all sound asleep.
Everybody's sleeping.
A copy tends to stretch
a little bit.
But I bet that is some old person.
Some old guys over there.
We should do that.
Yeah, we ought to go over there.
First of all, I've never been inside the seminary.
Haven't you?
Really? No, it's neat.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
It is.
It is pretty looking.
Nick Leonard's had a picture on, he must have repaved the driveway.
Yeah, the driveway.
And he had a picture of Snapchat. And I was like, where is that at?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, that's St. Charles. I'm like, that's the most beautiful place I've ever seen.
It is pretty back here.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the grounds are really nice. Yeah. The building's nice. Inside, they've taken all or most of the rooms of the main building and made it senior housing. Gym?
No.
Downstairs. We used to play basketball.
Was he tough?
Yeah. Was dunk and jump off the wall. Dunk.
Jeff McClurg's style?
Jeff McClurg's style. I'll break both arms. Oh, shoot. That was neat back then. That was in the old days. We used to have a server's picnic there.
I won most of the tickets there.
Yeah, it was a lot of tickets there.
Softball toss?
Yeah.
No problem. 101 feet.
We'd play a little softball. We'd go fishing. Had the old pond out there.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I did. I always loved server's picnic. They probably don't do that stuff anymore, do they?
I think they actually do the service picnic. I think it's out of St. Anthony, if I remember right.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, I think so.
I want to be a server again.
You back up here?
Think they'll let me?
We had a little more pressure.
Sure.
So we had the batons and we had to catch them.
Absolutely. Catch them. We have to catch the old hose.
Press was on. There was pressure on you.
It's nerve wracking.
Yeah.
But that. We should bring them back.
Yep.
You in or out?
I'm in.
Smensy, you in?
Okay.
Get the little black outfits with the little white dresses.
What church you go to, Neil? Church of Christ?
Christ Chapel.
Christ Chapel, right?
Right across the street from my house.
So you guys have communion?
Sometimes. We don't do it every week.
You don't do it every week?
No.
Why not?
Well, why?
I don't know.
Okay. Just, that's how
I mean,
we
is
do
that
it.
Just how, is that just your religion is?
Yeah. Yeah. So we do it when we think it's something special.
You got a new preacher, pastor. What do you call you guys?
Yeah, he's awesome.
You're not
pastor.
Priest.
Pastor.
Pastor. Yeah. What's his name? You going to tell us?
Quentin Elsey.
Elsey.
How do you know him?
I've just worked on his car.
Really?
About four times. His car's falling apart.
He is Dale Ranley's son-in-law.
He is.
Is that right?
Yes. He's Brady Quinn.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He is a really nice guy.
Good Tom Wood. Tom Wood says he's awesome.
He is awesome.
He's a great guy. He comes.
Yeah.
He's
man, if you do, if you want to hear some of his sermons, it's on ChristChapelFR.com. He's got all of his sermons recorded.
Got him on there?
Got him on
there. We should, Mary Help should do that.
Record?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's not hard.
You ever listen to like WCSM and listen to Catholic Mass on WCSM?
No.
You should do that.
I should do that.
I've heard it some.
I watch her on TV once in a while.
No, it's not on TV.
Not WCSM, but.
You watch church on TV?
Once in a while. I'll flip her on.
You think that counts?
I don't know.
If you have some bread and wine, yeah.
Sure.
One bread, one body.
I went up and Sunday night watched your wife and your daughter practicing.
For the wedding?
For our wedding.
Really?
Yeah. Kelsey, they went up and then Deanna told them how you want us to play, how you want her to play the piano and how you want to come in. She goes, well, how do you want to come in with your dad? I said, really loud. Because there could be some crying going on, and we want to make sure it's loud, covered up.
Oh, yeah. I got to fix this damn microphone.
Mike's beating you up.
He's beating me up.
What's wrong with it?
What's just it? Awkward. Oh, okay. I hate when I can't see feet.
Yep.
I like looking at it.
Okay. Yeah,
they got a great smile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's not that pretty, but he's got a nice smile. Not too bad.
He does have, and then Trader Days.
Trader's Days is here.
Hmm? Oh, that's this weekend?
Tomorrow night.
Oh.
Fired up.
Are you going, Spencey?
Probably not.
Why? Why?
Because I'll buy something stupid that I don't need.
Yep. You got more money than God.
Yeah, I don't have any place to put stuff.
Is that why?
Yeah. Running out of spots.
I'd be better off if I just went out and handed them money and didn't take anything home.
I don't know.
Just skip it $20 and stay here.
And don't let me take anything home.
Yeah. Escort me out.
Otherwise, I might end up like...
Great beef jerky.
Might end up with a banjo like Cowpie.
Yeah, there you go.
Beef jerky?
Beef jerky, good.
Seriously?
Yeah.
There's several pretty good makers out there.
I want to buy a dog. A
couple of them are good. We get dogs out there, right?
Yeah. No, I mean a good dog.
Hunting dog, or just a dog?
I don't want a hunting dog. I want a dog.
Well, they have hunting dogs out there.
They got dogs. I have a buck, Zoe.
Zoe's from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last year they had 1 year, they had this
teacup
fuzzball. I mean, it was a big black fuzzball. It was a nice looking dog, heresy.
Yeah.
I forget who was going to buy it, dude. They didn't get it.
You got to get you a Great Dane.
Ooh, that'd be a big one.
Yeah. You ever see the logs them things leave?
Remember Calvi had Roxanne.
My God. What are you going to do with that?
Hey, come on, look at it. Eye to eye. Yeah. Whoa, you're a big dog.
Yeah, those Great Danes. We've delivered stuff at houses with Great Danes, and their head literally comes right up to your chin.
Yeah,
they are a beautiful dog, though.
Yeah. They're awesome. But and the ones I've seen are just gentle as can be.
Yeah.
Man, they're horses. They literally are horses.
Big.
Yeah. They are taller than a lot of ponies.
Yep.
Oh, crap. How about, we talked about Indian football, and we're going to turn our attention to the Cleveland Browns, the biggest hose in the history of NFL football.
It was unbelievable.
It was the saddest. I've never been so mad. I had heart palpitations.
I knew you said you had to.
Blood pressure was
smoking.
197 over 124.
Yeah, spiking high.
I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
I heard 5% of the men in Cleveland had heart attacks that day.
See, I guess
they probably did.
I may have made that up.
You might have been a couple before you got right. I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was mad.
I don't get it.
You cannot do that.
First of all, the worst thing ever is when your team, they it's a big play, a huge play.
Yep.
He rolls over. It looks closed. Nobody knows. They bring the chains out first down.
Yeah.
And then we're going to review it. All right. And then you got these announcers saying, well, really, they gave him a bad spot.
Yeah.
So he should actually be a little farther. He said, there's no way they can switch this. So then they go to the super guy that always knows everything. He says, absolutely no way you can reverse this.
Right.
Can't do it. 5 minutes later, we're going to reverse this call.
That was unbelievable.
Are you kidding me?
I was like, And I had just getting ready to text. We're going to go see Maroon 5. Because they're playing at the Super Bowl and we're going Super Bowl. And I had it ready. I mean, I was getting ready to tweet that. I had my finger on the pulse of my button.
Had it.
And I didn't.
Unbelievable.
And then the whole thing was just a crock of crap. Sorry, Spencer, you had to delete crap or not? Crap stays?
Crap is all right.
How about if I rip off a couple of F-bombs right now?
No, please don't.
Better not.
I did. It's a good thing I wasn't on the air Sunday night.
Yeah.
That'd have been bad.
Jeez.
We'd have been announcing that.
I had the microphone out the door, there'd have been a lot of stuff. You know, and you know, Coach Niekamp talks about, you know, you can't blame a play here and there because, you know, you just need to play better. But, man, you had seven of them up or whatever was. That's just bad.
I mean, that play,
yeah.
If they don't reverse it,
mm-hmm.
We kneel down, we win the game.
Victory formation.
Nobody from Oakland
can't complain.
Is in a rage.
Yep.
But you reverse that. That is the worst call I've ever seen. I mean, you can't reverse that. No. There's no way.
It's almost like big time wrestling.
Yes.
If it'll make people believe. No thanks, Bub. It'll make people believe that's so fixed because. Yeah.
It's like, let's see how many stupid ways we can get the Browns to lose this game. Then this time, it's bullcrap. I mean, they played good. I mean, they didn't, their defense should have stopped them, you know, but still, I mean, you're up eight, game's over.
It was terrible, folks. It was absolutely terrible. Cordell 9, we got to take a break. We got to pay
some bills. Wayne Street Market.
Who's our spot? Who's on our commercial this time?
KL for recovery insurance.
Hastings Auto. Kenny.
Todd and Gannon.
Who else?
For Recovery Insurance and Hastings.
Charlie Hine.
Charlie.
Yeah, maybe not Charlie.
Chuck. Chuck, yes.
Chuck. Bob.
Bob Myring.
Bobby.
Teddy. Who else? Teddy Romer.
Connor.
Marsha.
It's a good
Renee. Friend. We're missing somebody.
Renee.
Yeah, there's somebody else.
We got another owner?
Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly.
Kelly.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Kelly's in there.
Yeah, and then trying to go through the offices.
Yep.
Hastings Auto Sales.
Big Cat.
Yep. This big kid.
Yeah. Go.
It's out. Has he even been in there in the last 5 years?
Pauline still work there?
No, gone.
They've even gone
you
a long
fired
time.
Everybody?
Have you been in the last 30 years?
Pauline hadn't been there for 10 years.
Pauline was there 2 weeks ago.
No. Well, she might have been to get her car fixed.
She's getting her car fixed, baby.
Pauline don't work for you.
Nope.
Beth. That's been a long time for
Beth Hart.
Beth O'Connor.
Bratzy.
Bratzy out. He gone. He retired.
He don't work there.
Everybody retired. They're all taking it easy.
Terry Wendell.
Craig's still there.
Yep.
Richie Capps.
Yep. That's pretty good people.
Mark Stein still work on Saturday?
Steiny comes in.
Mark Stein. He didn't work there.
Hey, he used to.
Neil used to.
I used to.
That was a mistake.
No.
You ever sell a car?
Good car
sales. Well, yeah.
No, seriously.
Well, that was back when they had some on the lot, but yeah.
He got full now.
Hey, we got it back.
Yeah, that's good.
Bring it back.
I like it.
Somebody was looking at the red one today. That's a good looking vehicle.
I seen that.
That's a good red one.
What is that? LTZ? Equinox.
Equinox. Oh, okay.
That's sharp.
Yep. Pretty nice.
Kind of price tag.
Cheap.
18.5.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Come on.
That's $1,200 below
cheap
retail.
Come on. I'll give you 17.
17?
I can't go.
Nope.
The place sucks.
You can put the rest on.
I'm going to Buzz.
On your account. Okay, then you pay a little bit more.
Really?
Yeah, their overhead's a little higher at Buzz than it is at Hastings.
Fine. I'll stay at Hastings.
All right.
I'll be right back. Bubba and Fee.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery. Recovery Boys basketball team is sponsoring a night at the races on Saturday, November 24th at the Legion. It's $20 to get into the event, and it'll be a fun-filled night with 12 horse races throughout the evening. Doors open at 6, with the first race at 7. There'll be food and drinks available, you can bet on the races, and you can actually own a horse for only $20, and you get to name your horse, or buy several horses. You can get the forms for buying a horse from any of the boys' high school players, or from Kate Judy, Teresa Leonards, or Gail Judy. Be sure to return your purchase forms in plenty of time before the horses are all sold. So come up with some clever horse names and buy your horses now before they're all gone. Name them after your kids. Name them after your favorite vacation place. Give them names with clever puns. Just keep it clean. Make your plans now to join the party. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll help out our boys' basketball team. The night at the races, Saturday evening, November 24th at the Legion. Are you interested in being a wrestler? The Jay County Wrestling Club will hold its annual registration on Wednesday evening, October 10th at 7 p.m. in the Jay County High School Commons area. The club is open to students from kindergarten through high school seniors and requires the signature of a parent or guardian. Practices for the Jay County Wrestling Club will be held on Monday and Tuesday evenings from 6 to 7:30. The club membership is $85 per student, and it includes a USA Wrestling membership, a club shirt, and shorts. The $85 membership fee can be reimbursed. Details on that will be explained at the meeting. So if you're interested in being a wrestler, head to Portland on Wednesday, October 10th for the registration meeting of the Jay County Wrestling Club at 7 p.m. in the Jay County High School Commons.
I found my way from L.A. We on
back yep.
to Knoxville. Who sings that?
Sound like Bob.
Randy Trenton.
No, Ronnie Millsap. I believe.
I think it is.
Yep.
Ronnie Millsap.
Ronnie Millsap.
You know your music.
Yep. Old guys. I like old guys.
Yeah. You know. What do we got for entertainments? We got a band or DJs?
We got
Fee's going to be doing
the DJ. Oh, one of our favorite followers.
I thought it might be... Fee doing karaoke, Bubba and Fee karaoke.
We should.
We're too old.
We're done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our voices have
people throwing stuff at us. We can't carry nothing anymore. My voice, I can't sing anymore. I can't do anything.
Nope. I'm done.
I was in the archives listening to, like, how long we've been doing this? A couple, 3 years?
4 years. 4 years in
my voice has December. Changed.
Are we?
Yeah. Doing something. We sound a lot younger.
We were
back then.
Peter Brady.
We were. Peter Brady. We're the only two that get that.
Yeah.
Don't you remember the Brady Bunch when Peter's voice was changing and singing a song?
I never watched the Brady Bunch.
You did too.
Why would I watch the Brady Bunch?
Marsha.
I was 25 years old when that was on. I would
not. Everybody watched the Brady Bunch. Well,
okay. Marsha.
Well, okay. I'm very sorry, but I was old when that was on.
25 is not old.
Well, it's way too old for the stupid Brady Bunch.
Ooh, oh, that's ooh. Nice. That's real ooh. Nice.
I didn't watch whatever that other one was.
You're going to get us fired off of Fort Recovery Radio. Okay. You'll get suspended from the max. Yeah. Stupid. Hey,
anti-Brady
you watch Bunch. Brady Bunch.
I don't think I've seen pieces of it, but
Morris
I
Anderson.
I am very sure that I've never seen more than 3 minutes in a row of the Brady Bunch.
That's
or whatever
sin.
The other one was.
About Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, I watched that some. That was getting funny. That was just funny.
Bob Denver was a moron.
Yes, he was. It was funny.
Alan Hale, the skipper.
Yep. Skipper.
I can name them all.
I don't think you can.
Don Wells.
Don Wells was the good looking one.
Yeah. Yep. Tina Louise.
Tina Louise was Ginger.
Russell.
Russell Howe.
Nope.
Russell. Thurston P. Howell III.
No, Russell.
Was the professor.
Greg McClure just tried to call me. Wonder what he wants. That can't be good.
He was probably trying to text you.
He's probably wanting to talk about the Brady Bunch.
Yep, probably.
He might have been a Brady Bunch fan.
We'll see if I got to text him. I ain't got no text from him, so he ain't listening. He used to listen.
Yeah, he's let us down, too.
He is done.
Yeah.
Nobody listens to us anymore.
Nope. They hate us.
It's unbelievable. You think it's because of our life? I'll tell you what I did Monday night. I went to bed early, okay? Uh-huh. So I turned on...
The Boys?
The what's the name of the show? Something?
Pre-game warm-up? What are they?
What are they called? Night Show.
The Monday Jordan. Night Show.
Practice
squad.
The practice squad.
Well, you said you turned on the TV.
I said, sorry. The guys are good.
Are they good?
Yeah. They're stupid.
Yeah. That was really, I thought that was a very funny one this time. Had some really good stuff.
Jordan's last segment was classic.
Forget what the last segment was.
When he talked about things that
look like.
Yeah.
Yeah, people that look like or whatever. Yeah. He does that about every week. This week he did, the 2 weeks before he did sonnets. this time he said, well, it's not really a sonnet. It ended up sounding more like a rap. So it is pretty good. He gets some pretty good rhymes going there. That's awesome.
One of the dearest ladies to ever walk this earth was Elizabeth Feely. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth Feely was probably one of the biggest Cub fans I knew.
Huge Cub fan.
And she's going to be hurting.
She's hurting right now.
Because that was a bad couple of days for Cub fans.
What a bad couple of days. You have an unbelievable season.
Yeah.
You know, you win second most games. You tie for this second highest win.
95 games.
95 games they win. So you got to play Milwaukee to find out who's going to win a division. Yeah. You lose it. Heartbreaker.
You got a 5-game lead with 8 to go.
Oh, yeah.
Just, and they end up tie.
Yeah. Oh. And then come back and play Colorado last night and get beat 13 innings.
You know,
you're out.
Listen to this stat. Now, this is a stat of the day. I heard this last night. The Baltimore Orioles were 60 and 102 or something. I mean, worst record in baseball. They scored one runs in 40 games this year.
Wow. That's bad.
The Chicago Cubs scored 0 or 1 runs in 39 games.
They did?
Yes.
Really?
Now, you think about that. They're playing at Wrigley Field.
Mm-hmm. Which is blowing out half
usually,
the time.
Usually. And they scored 1 or no runs in 39 games. And then you talk about...
And they won 95.
Yes. Yeah. So like Madden, I was listening to Joe Madden's post game last night, and I love Joe Madden.
Yeah, I like him too.
And he was just talking about how, you know, you just seen the writing on the wall. He said, we just struggled so bad offensively. Yeah. And Chris, third baseman. Anyway, he just can't hit.
Yeah.
You know, he was so good, and then he just really struggled. They got Javi Baez, who's probably going to finish second in MVP to Chris Yelich. And it's just Chris Bryant, by the way.
Chris Bryant. Yeah.
And it's just something for them to lose. I just never dreamed they'd lose 2 games at home in the playoffs.
I mean, that's the thing. That's the team that if they get into a 5-game series or a 7-game series, they're going to be hard to beat.
Yeah.
But on a 1-1 gamer, they showed they're beatable.
1-game, home game. How's the pepperoni
home
cheese?
Home game. Very good.
Neil?
Yeah.
How's the pepperoni cheese?
I liked it a lot. We had it last week, too. Made a special request for it again this week.
Good call.
Never heard of it.
Never have either.
It's in the...
Not too bad.
They have it in the deli section at the Wayne Street Market.
Hey, my wife bought groceries. We went to the grocery store tonight. Wayne Street Market.
Did you get some?
Loaded up. Yeah.
Your text the other day, your Snapchat was glass.
Did you see them cupboards?
You're a little bear.
That was unbelievable. She was mad at me, too. I just joke and make day go faster.
That's exactly right.
I agree with you.
Well, we got a fairly new post here on the...
P-Dog's back.
On the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The young man who had his bike stolen.
Did he get it back?
Got a picture of a... No, didn't get it back yet, but got a picture of him with his new bike. The lady who stole Paul's bike has been identified, unable to be located. How embarrassing. This is Allison Holman, his mom. I feel kind of bad for her. How embarrassing for a grown woman to be caught stealing a kid's bike. And that's very good. We're so thankful that the high school principal, Fort Recovery Police Department, and so many Fort Recovery residents helped in this silly situation. And huge thanks to Chief Laux and Salina Walmart for donating a new bike.
10,400 views of that.
Is that
I
right?
Looked it up yesterday.
No kidding.
Do not mess with the Fort Recovery schools.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No, we'll get you.
Yeah.
10,400 views of that's some lady walking by a bicycle.
That's unbelievable. Yeah.
Jordan had a great post. You know, he talked about
what is.
That's unbelievable. You know, I was laughing at him. Yeah, it was a that lady. You shouldn't do that. Steal a little kid's bike. Come on.
What's a grown lady going to do it? Well, I guess she might have had a kid to give it to or something, but still.
Boys, I'm telling you, a pepper cheese. What is it called?
Pepperoni. Pepperoni.
Pepperoni cheese?
The other one's pepper cheese, but yeah.
The pepper cheese solid.
Solid.
Yep.
Folks, if you're going to Wayne Street Market, get a pound of pepper cheese, a little ham,
yep,
and load her up on a cracker.
What about the pepperoni?
Oh, that's there. Right. That's good. Yeah.
It was solid.
I like the pepperoni a lot.
Solid. Not as good as the bacon, though.
Bacon's the best. It's pretty good.
So the Cincinnati Reds season come to a conclusion Sunday, Fee.
Fourth year of losing 95 games. That's unbelievable.
So the interview today for the head job.
So we're going to get a big name or are we going to?
Joe Girardi interviewed today.
He did?
Buddy Bell interviews tomorrow.
Ooh, that'd be big.
Billy Hatcher is interviewing some other big name.
Good.
So, you know, I don't know.
At least you can get guys like that you can root for. Although, Tony Perez got her. We kicked him out in 24 games. That's enough, Tony. You suck.
That was the quickest.
That was bad.
The Reds have got so many problems.
That's unbelievable. They got some problems.
Mm-hmm.
But we talked about that with Toby there the other day. You know, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and the Reds were all terrible 5 years ago. And now, all of a sudden, Atlanta and Philadelphia are getting these rookies, and they're getting good.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still terrible.
We still suck.
So something ain't right. Management-wise, you got to do something.
With Billy Hamilton.
Yeah, he's fast.
Got to go. We got to turn that page.
Yeah. I mean, you got to bat. More than 220.
Yep.
I don't care how fast you are. You can't steal first.
No, I got it. Billy's got to go. Yeah. We got to get some pitching.
Need some pitching.
Ain't no doubt about it. But it's a sad season. It was a sad, sad season. Yeah. They had
some streaks in there where they won 4 or 5 games. I thought, all right, maybe they're going to get going here. They're watchable again.
Right before the All-Star break.
All of a sudden, maybe they're getting watchable again, and then they just absolutely go to crap. The end of the season was as bad as you can get.
Unbelievable.
Couldn't even watch it.
So did, I can't think of his name now. So is it Scooter Jeanette that was leading the league in
hitting? Yeah, he went to pieces.
He went.
And yeah, he was fading the last week. Yeah. But
that was a bright spot that didn't last very long.
What about Joey Votto? How'd he
Votto sucked.
Did he?
Yeah, he didn't have some best.
I know he had some streaks, too, where he was very good, but.
Not very many.
No.
I think Votto might have batted 280 with 10 homers.
Ooh.
Huh? Can't happen.
P-Dog says you're crazy on Buddy Bell.
Why?
Said he ain't interviewing. I don't get him.
Maybe wasn't Buddy.
I don't know. Not Buddy Bell. How high are you?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, that got me. That one's going. Now we're going to be fisticuffs.
Might have to go at it.
I got it right here. I'll look it up. Because I got insides. I got the insider.
Castellini?
Yeah.
Text you?
We should have called Hal McCoy.
Ooh. Yeah. Season wrap up.
Oh. I got his number. Should I call him?
That'd be big.
Probably taking a nap by now.
Probably out, ain't
he? I was going to say, he could be sleeping.
No, I'm going to
turn his phone off.
I'm going to prove P-Dog wrong here, so.
Checking her out?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I got to, because once you get called out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Buddy Bell makes sense.
Hmm?
Said Buddy Bell, man. He makes sense. Red. Actual red.
Mm. Come on, baby. Pop up here.
Who's the first one you said?
Joe Girardi.
Joe Girardi.
Can't find it, huh?
That'd be interesting.
It takes a little while.
Well, yeah.
Well, you gotta get somebody big name. You gotta give the fans some kind of hope.
Pete Rose.
Bring Pete back. Let's go.
Pete Rose. I'll find it anyway. So
Uh-oh.
Here comes another one.
Is he hammering you again?
Probably.
Do you deserve it?
Probably.
Could be.
David Bell. David Bell.
Oh. David Bell.
That's a lot different than Buddy Bell.
Buddy's 104.
Buddy Bell is not 104.
He's over 70, I'd say.
Tommy Lasorda is 90.
Yeah.
I say we get Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy wouldn't even know where he's at.
He has no clue.
Nope.
You see him celebrating with the Dodgers the other day in the shower, though.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
Tommy Lasorda. Sorry about that, P-Dog. David Bell.
David Bell.
David Bell.
David Bell. Get out. Out.
I don't know if I've ever heard of David Bell.
Buddy's son.
Oh.
He had 4 hits in the majors.
Brad Ausmus. That's the other one. Detroit Tiger manager.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So that's who they're interviewing. And Billy Hatcher. And
Hatch.
And Jim Riegelman.
No, we ain't him. No.
He could come back.
Well, probably. They brought back that other moron for 40 games. He lost 38.
Brian Price?
That was unbelievable.
You don't like Brian Price?
No.
You got it.
That was the worst start in the history of the Reds this year.
Is it nice out or what?
Oh, my God, 80.
Yeah. Isn't a nice breeze blowing?
Not, beautiful. Not too bad for October.
Nope. I was in the pool today cleaning it.
Was you really?
Yeah, a little cold.
Was it a little cold?
I need to get the heater turned on.
A lot of shriveling going on.
Was it a little shrinkage?
Whoa.
Cold. Get through Kim in there. Get the puke off of her.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though. When you see the young kids starting to get married like that, that's just great. Great Colin, good old boy.
Yeah.
I love that kid.
Well, we got to get him back before he covers.
You got to make it happen. He loves you. He worships you. He'll do whatever you tell him.
I'm telling him. I had him run ahead the other day.
Did you have a headlock?
You got to come back before you ever. I'm coming.
I seen. Now, here's my neighborhood. Now, listen to my neighborhood. How great is my neighborhood?
Your neighborhood's stepping up.
Frankie.
Yep.
Cody. We're just great.
Yep.
And then there's old Bob.
You're the old geezer.
Me and Catfish Chuck Etzler.
Yep.
They probably make fun of me.
Two veterans out there.
Yeah, why wouldn't
veterans?
They?
What's that supposed to mean, Spencer?
Veterans nothing. Of Wake Street.
I was reading something on Facebook. That's mm-hmm. just, that's
right.
That's mm-hmm. what I got.
That out. Might be a movie. The Which Veterans one? Of on Wake Street.
Rocker. See Rocker's post yesterday of bike gangs.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
That was good.
I seen Jack put. What was that? What was the movie?
Yeah. Old guys.
Yeah. Old dogs or something. Yeah.
Wild hogs.
Wild hogs.
Wild hogs.
What about the wild hogs?
I wouldn't mind a motorcycle.
You kill yourself.
I can ride better than Scott Judy.
Really?
He about killed himself.
First day he had it, he wrecked it.
Wrecked her.
Okay.
I ain't going to wreck it.
He's apparently doing a little better now because he rides it all over the country.
Yep. He does?
Yeah.
He's got to figure it out.
Oh, he does?
Facebook, it seems like every week.
Are you always on Facebook? Trip. You're on Facebook more than women.
No.
You are. Huh, Neil?
So I'm kind of seeing everything that you've seen, Rocker's.
I'm looking at you through the glare.
Okay.
So if anybody wonders why I'm staring out the window, I'm looking at
it's a reflection.
Getting spency.
What do you think of the new building?
Hmm?
What do you think of the new building? Studio?
Here. Okay, yeah.
I like it.
Ain't bad.
Well, you'll like it better when we get another studio.
Roomy. We got more room.
What if somebody just opens the door and shoots us?
Well, I'll try to make sure I'm behind you.
And you know you're not allowed to smoke in here?
No smoking.
Oh, yeah, it does say that, doesn't it?
Am I allowed to smoke right now?
I would let you smoke if you wanted to smoke.
Victory cigar.
That's what we got to have, a victory cigar. Some
victory cigars.
If our football team.
This week, we go 2-0, volleyball, football, victory cigars next week.
I'm in. On we're Facebook in. Live, we're going to smoke victory cigars.
Victory cigars for the interviews. I like
Neil, it. Can we?
Yeah.
You promise?
Yeah.
All right, so
and these are going to be red arbs.
So say it again.
If Fort Recovery beats San Henry Monday Night Volleyball, and the Indians beat Anna,
okay, Friday night football, okay,
we're lighting up victory cigars on the air next Friday on Facebook Live.
I like
it. And we're having Coach Colleague and Coach Niekamp in here.
Yep.
And we're blowing smoke right in her face.
Yep. Yep.
And you might.
Although she's pregnant.
She is pregnant.
We'll just get Brent double.
On Tuesday.
Brent will smoke them with us.
We'll be playing. Our volleyball team will be playing New Bremen at home. I hope we don't lose.
Huh? That is right.
So
we got some big ones.
Jeez.
So
huge.
If we win all three of those, that'll be really good.
How many games we got left?
We're volleyball?
No, field hockey. Yeah.
Well, we got football too, you remember?
And zone, yeah. New Bremen.
And zone, yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
That's all we got.
Four to go.
Yep. When's the last game?
Last game.
11th. Week from tomorrow.
When's Paige Judy come back?
I heard 4 weeks originally, so that was a week ago.
So we still got 3 weeks.
So we'd still be.
We get her about districts? Maybe. We could get to the districts?
Gosh, that's a big loss.
Yeah, that is a big loss.
But
next man up.
But Whitley's been doing pretty well.
It's not Whitley.
Whitney.
What is it?
Rammel.
Whitney, ain't it?
Whitney. Yeah, Whitney. Probably.
Whitney Rammel.
Whitney.
Freshman.
Whit. Yep. They keep calling her Whit, so.
She can hit it.
She can hit it.
Oh, yeah. She's done well.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, boys, that's going to be a fun one.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you see John Dorner took over general manager of the Grand Lake Mariners?
He did?
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's in the paper tonight.
Is he still going to do St. Henry?
He retired from teaching.
But he was going to still do coaching,
yeah, right? I don't know.
But now if he's got that, he may not be.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the general manager of the Mariners.
What does that mean?
How much work is that?
Well, there's probably a lot of work behind the scenes. Housing. On game day.
Yeah. Housing.
Yeah. If it was that easy, housing. They'd still have the original one.
Gotta get the boys something.
You think you get paid for that?
A little bit, probably. Probably paid worse than the MAC commissioner.
Probably get paid worse than.
When do you get him in here, too?
That's Sports Talk host.
Just because we got thrown out. You're allowed to come back.
Although the meat and cheese is real good. I'm happy with it.
We didn't get fed well.
And we never go dry.
Nope. We drink good.
Neil?
Yeah.
You agree?
I try not to let you go dry.
Thank you, bud.
You do good.
I want you to be hungry.
419-852-9201. Or if you want to call in about sports.
Call in. 419.
We got open mic. 419-516-0702. We'll talk about anything.
That's on the Hastings Auto Sales hotline.
Not the Lawrence Towing hotline.
Nope. That's the Vores Racing Report.
If you call in, we will answer Hastings hotline, not Lawrence Towing hotline.
That's right.
Yes.
Have they ever answered on Monday night with the Hastings Auto hotline?
Nope, because I put a different sign up.
You got both of them up.
Well, I got the other one over there where the other one is kind of hiding a little bit. I put it up so that people can read it on their Facebook Live.
That's nice signage.
Yeah.
You know what you need here? Like a ticker.
Ticker.
A ticker?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
A sports ticker.
Oh. Run across so we know what scores
are. Yeah, absolutely. Because who's playing tonight?
Yankees and A's.
I'm going to look it up right now.
The TV remote's right there, and the TV's right up here.
Whoa. You can't turn the TV on. We'd be all screwed.
Turn on ESPN. And
Yankees 2-0 over the A's.
Goodbye, A's.
Bottom of the third.
Early. It's early.
It is early.
Yankees hit more home runs than ever.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
They also sold out 23 games this year, which is a Yankee record.
23 games?
Yeah. I wouldn't thought that would be a record.
I wouldn't either. I think that more than that.
That sounds shaky.
What was that again? Shaky. Say that again.
The Yankees sold out 23 games this year.
23
And that was a record?
Mm-hmm.
For them? That's ridiculous.
That sounds stupid.
That don't sound right.
That sounds like
I think I half that a again. 160 game, P-Dog.
Here we go, making fun of me again.
Here we go.
I'm losing it.
23 out of 81 doesn't seem right. Stats. It could just be the weekend games, maybe, and the other ones weren't. But
hold up. Yeah, Friday, Saturday night games. 23 of them.
I'm looking that up because I think I read that.
160 games. They only sold out 23. They're losers.
Well, there's only 81 at home.
Yeah.
But still.
Still.
Well, you're still on fourth of the games.
That's fourth of the games. I guess that's not bad.
Maybe I'm right.
You might be right.
Somebody, 49852, if you know the answer to
anybody
that.
Anybody know that?
It was in the Standard tonight, and I thought I read where they were talking about attendance. Attendance was down like 10% this year in Major League Baseball, or like 6%.
Yep.
And they talked about the teams that are down. The Pittsburgh Pirates almost made the playoffs, and they were down like 400,000.
Really?
Ooh, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's
Reds couldn't have drew. I don't know what it couldn't have been 1.8 million.
You know, they play that. You know, their crowd tonight was 28,000. There ain't no way half the crowds weren't even close.
Well, the season ticket holders are praying.
Yeah, they're just done.
Yeah. How come you don't just say, hey, sit anywhere you want?
Yep. Yeah, who cares?
Open seating.
Like when you walk in and they know there's going to be 8,000 people there. Wherever you want to sit. We don't care.
You want to sit in these
cushion
seats?
Sit or anywhere you want.
You ever sit in them?
Nope.
Neil, you ever sit down there?
I don't think I have. I've only been to the new stadium three or four times, and I'm usually...
You think Hal McCoy could hook us up with some cloth seats?
Ooh, that'd be big.
Hey, you got a cloth seat here, Bubba.
I think...
No, I mean the cushion seats behind home plate.
Yeah. Oh, at the game. How about Rob? Rob's a big Red fan.
Rob is big.
Rob's big.
Rob could do it.
He could hook us up.
But if, maybe Dorner. He's a Grand Lake Mariner manager.
He's a general manager. Just general manager. Two tickets over there.
What do you get? Another beer. You got some issues going, don't you, Spencey?
My second one.
That's your fourth since I've been sitting here.
First day.
Is that a new shirt?
That one I'm not buying is new.
The one last week was brand new.
Last week was shiny.
It was brand new.
Yeah.
Brand new. Okay, so let me ask you this. Vore's Welding, Vore's Steel, they have hats.
Yes.
Wayne Street Market don't have no hats.
You got a cheese tray. Would you rather have a hat or a cheese tray every week?
Cheese tray.
Screw that. Better shut up, Shanae. Yeah,
screw that.
I think they're...
Lawrence Telling giving free toes.
Well, they the first six races, I believe, might have been the first 6 weeks. Yeah, it was the first 6 weeks of their show, I believe, or show two through seven or something. They gave away a free set of tires to a driver. They call
what?
In. Yeah, they call in, and at the end of the show, we pull out a number. If that's your number and you call back within 3 minutes or whatever it was, they got the free set of tires.
Anybody we should it? Do that.
Could we, they have tires at Hastings.
Yeah. Did anybody do it? Did they win?
Oh, yeah. Every week somebody won.
No, here's what we're going to do. Ready?
Six sets of tires.
Now tell me if you're in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to give away LOF.
Loofer. We can do that.
Huh?
Yeah. Butter in a box.
Neil.
Yeah?
In or out?
Yeah, I'm ready to win one.
You're a sponsor. How much is the LOF?
$50.
$50. That's a big gift.
Yeah.
But.
What?
The thing that's really nice is when you take it your car in dirty, you get it back clean.
They
clean out the inside.
Whatever out, they win this.
I do like that.
Yep. That's good.
We're going to sponsor that.
Yep.
All you got to do is call in. Is that what they do? To get your name, and we'll give you a number.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the night, we'll draw it out.
Yeah.
And the winner receives a lube oil filter. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Hastings Auto Sales.
Yep.
There you go.
Courtesy of 4K Radio and Hastings Auto Sales.
There you go.
And Bubba Stobler's.
And Bob Stobler.
Yep.
I mean, if it's $50, we all throw in $16.50. It's $49.50.
$16.67, but who's counting?
Phones ain't ringing.
0.7.
That might not be right either. Yeah, that would be right. That'd be pretty close.
Nobody wants a LOF. We're giving. We're out then.
Can't get loose.
We can do it next week.
I want to do it right now.
P-Dog's okay. The only one listening. He ain't driving that far.
P-Dog, he hates us.
Are you,
Toby, he goes to...
He's there.
What about Hobbs? He should be calling in.
That's right.
Hobbs sucks.
Or he gets his car serviced.
He'll be there this weekend, Rowan. I would think. Never thought about that.
So when the line starts lighting up here, Bob, you'll have to be writing their names down and giving them a number. Yeah. Well, somebody has to.
Nobody's called.
Well,
can't catch
wait a minute.
Did you give them the number?
I got a dinger.
419-516-0702.
Greg LaFever.
He's texting. Are we counting texts?
OMG.
Uh-oh. What happened?
New Yankee Stadium record this year of 23 sellouts.
That is a record.
Can't figure that out. Is it only the new stadium and does not include the stadium that held the... I, my friend, am awesome. Greg LaFever.
So the old stadium probably had more than that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, Toby Metzger says, I'm listening, but what do I need an LOF for?
Lube oil filter for your automobile.
It's a car, Toby.
It's an oil change.
Dan Winter's calling. Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
Yeah. So what's this text I just got that they're not loading the calls on the first load at Lute's?
I don't know anything about it. Well, are they supposed to?
Yeah, that's the load it was supposed to go on.
I think the paper had it on the fourth load. Let me call you back.
Well, I thought they were going to sort them out and everything.
I told them that.
And then they made the decision that they're not going to load them right away. Well, I thought, what? That don't make any sense.
Let me find out. I'll get back with you. I'll call them later.
You just joined Turkey Talk. Bubba and Pete.
Why am I off?
Oh, turned the wrong one back up.
Wasn't I on?
You were, but...
Yeah, I can hear it.
Wasn't that on?
Yes, that all was on, but I turned it down right at
Turkey
the end.
Turkey Talk with you, Bubba and V.
Went away from it. Just
we're going to have Turkey Talk. Turkey Talk with Bubba and V. I like it. It's our new show.
Toby Metzger don't know what a LOF is.
Come on, Tobe.
My God.
Well, he probably thinks it's some Twitter thing. Some Twitter abbreviation.
Yeah.
Like LOL.
We try to give away a LOF, not one caller.
Couldn't get a call.
That's the way it goes.
No love.
Yep.
So,
do I win it and you guys are paying for 2/3 of it?
No.
What?
You can't win. I can't win. Pete can't win.
Nope.
Employees of Fort Recovery Radio are ineligible.
I don't get paid. You don't get paid.
Cheese and crackers.
Yeah, there you go.
You get paid. Bohemian Brothers. King Bob's coming.
Somebody has to pay for that.
I think.
King Bob's coming, Spencey.
All right.
I think King Bob's coming.
That'll be good.
I got to get some Stroh's beer. King Bob be happy with
it. Neil, you bring the Stroh's beer Saturday.
Okay. I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Bring a case. We'll pay it for it. Put it in a cooler.
King Bob.
How many beers will you drink?
3.
What's the most you can drink and drive?
Oh, I don't know.
He's got a bus.
Yeah, but Spencey, I'm going to ride the bus.
Yeah.
He
can ride back over with me next day.
If I'm drinking like I am right now, 1 an hour, according to Sheriff Jeff Gray, with most beers, I would register below 0.08. As long as you're drinking one about every hour, you'll never register above.
What about a one every 0.08?
One every 10 minutes will get you there quick.
That's where I was at Saturday.
What's the drunkest you've ever... You been hammered lately, Spencey?
Lately? Oh, no. Not even close.
We're too old to get hammered anymore.
Are you?
Although I got hammered.
Well, I shouldn't say that. I think a couple of years ago, I sat out on my front porch on a Friday or Saturday night drinking mint juleps.
Juleps?
Really?
By yourself? Like Kirby.
Yep. Looking on the computer and doing stuff, sitting out on my front porch and watching the traffic go by.
Thinking about the Derby.
Yeah. It wasn't even Derby weekend.
You know what's crazy is...
I make really good mint juleps.
Ooh. I can have one. I've never had one.
You know what's really crazy is, like, when we get to be older, there's just something neat about sitting outside watching the cars go by. Like when you're 20, you're thinking, well, how stupid is that?
You're in the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good. But now it's kind of relaxing to sit outside on a.
We're geezers.
We're freaking geezers.
I don't do it very often because I don't like bugs.
I like to wake up early in the morning to sit outside, read my phone and my I can do that. I think that's nice.
Reading the phone. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I see. Okay.
You know,
okay, yeah.
Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook. Twitter.
And that reminds me.
Yeah.
I just saw, I didn't notice it before. I knew they were getting the Daily Standard out a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The Daily Standard is in the newspaper boxes by 7 a.m. every day.
Woo.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I saw it at 8:30, and the little note on there says by 7 a.m. they have them in the boxes.
I still don't get mine until 4:30 to 5. Or they're looking for drivers at 3 a.m. That's got to be it.
Yeah.
They're looking for people to deliver papers from 3 a.m. That's got to be it.
That's early.
That is early.
Wow.
They have trouble getting them to deliver the Dayton paper. I don't know how much the...
Dayton paper sucks. Yeah. Can I say that or not?
Yeah.
Suspended or not?
Yeah.
Dang it.
But I still get it every day, so... My Dayton paper is there at my house before 4 o'clock every morning. It's crazy.
It is?
Yes.
It's at the house.
At my house before 4 o'clock nearly every morning, if not earlier than that.
When I was a kid, when I say kid, like 20, 22, 20, when basketball season, on Saturday mornings, I couldn't get the paper fast enough.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I would drive wherever it was to get that paper.
See all the scores.
Yeah.
Now you have to get the Friday night scores on Sunday morning.
It's terrible, ain't it?
Yeah. The paper goes to print at like 10 o'clock at night, and they don't put any news or scores from Friday night in the Saturday morning paper.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
It is. I hate it.
But, you know, that's probably why, their circulation is down.
Mm-hmm.
But and they're trying to...
Papers took a beating.
Yep. Yeah.
They had to.
Yep.
I agree. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
We're kicking her back to the wedding.
Okay.
What's your favorite wedding song?
You mean during church, the wedding or after?
No, the wedding.
Like at the reception?
Yeah. What's your... Like, when we were younger, Color My World was always a...
Ooh, that used to be.
Yeah.
They used to let you actually sing.
At like, church?
Yeah, they used to have... I remember Linda and Matt. Linda had Elvis.
Huh?
Can't Help Falling in Love on her before the church.
Really?
Before they came in, I was like, this is awesome.
Is that right?
Yep.
You can do that now.
Can't do it now.
That's crazy.
God's mad at Elvis.
King, come to Catholic Church right now. He's out.
He's out. The king is out.
King's out.
Doesn't seem fair.
Doesn't. All right, so let's recap.
Yep.
Huge volleyball game tomorrow night.
Huge volleyball game.
Indians, Redskins, 1-4. At the Fort site.
To the best in the state.
To the best in the state. High-level volleyball, folks. Get your butts out there.
Yeah, fill
up. Support the purple and white. We need the crowd.
We need a win. We need that win.
We need the W, don't
That'd
we?
Be big.
It would be. And then Friday, we're traveling to Anna.
Yep.
You're Huge. Not. You got wedding rehearsal.
We got rehearsal.
But you're going to listen. Radio.
Yep.
We're going to be road tripping to Anna to the train.
Yep.
And we're going to upset the Anna Rockets.
Going down.
Yeah, we don't want that train, but we're going to get it anyway, I guess.
We're going to get the train.
It's supposed to be a great weekend. I mean, chance of showers, but it's supposed to be 80.
Yeah.
Who cares? Ain't going to rain all day.
And I think chances of showers are earlier in the day. I think what I saw recently was less than 10% chance of rain after 4 o'clock.
So. Perfect.
That's awesome.
Perfect.
So it's a huge week, folks.
8-mile-an-hour
huge
wind,
week.
So it won't be too bad.
Everything that you hear, everything we talk about can be heard right here. On Fort Recovery Radio.
Recovery Radio.
For my good friend and father of the bride.
Yep.
Mr. Harold Feely. I am Bob Stolger. Thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday with Brent and Chelsea.
Wednesday. And a couple cigars.
And a couple Victory cigars.
Yes, sir.
We will see you all later. Thank
you,
folks.
See you Wednesday.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.